Morning and welcome back to the 6 a.m. Club, where we start our day inspired. I hope that you've been having a great week this week. And today I'm back with another inspirational short episode to start our day and our weekend inspired. So here is the phrase that is going to inspire our conversation today. What you can influence and come to a peaceful acceptance of the rest. Once again, work out what you can influence and come to a peaceful acceptance of the rest. This quote today is talking about not wasting your energy. So many things in life are beyond your control. Sometimes everything will go your way, and on other days, nothing at all seems to go right. If you are having one of those days, instead of wasting your energy raging against something you can control, take a deep breath and accept it. That way, even though the moment may be ruined, your day won't have to be. A lot of times we make a bad moment become a bad day and a bad day become a bad week. And that is a choice. Let me ask you something. Have you ever found yourself frustrated by circumstances that are beyond your control? Perhaps you have experienced moments where everything, as I said, seems to be going wrong. And no matter how hard you try, you just can't seem to change the outcome. Well, here's the truth. So much of what happens in life is simply beyond our control. From unexpected setbacks to unforeseen challenges. There are countless variables that we cannot influence. But there's a good news. We do have the power to choose how we respond. It's all about focusing our energy on what we can influence and coming to peace and acceptance with the rest. Instead of wasting precious time and energy raging against circumstances that we can't change, we can take a deep breath and embrace acceptance. Think about it. How often do we find ourselves caught up in a cycle of frustration and negativity when things don't go your way? We spend so much time dwelling on the things we cannot control that we forget to appreciate the things that we can. I'm going to give you an example that actually inspired me to pick this topic today. So this week, I was traveling for work. And I was going to be out Monday through Thursday. And typically, I don't take my personal computer with me, because there's not even time during my work trips to work on anything that is not what I'm going to do. I generally have very tight agendas. But this time, I told myself, well, you know, I use my personal laptop for my morning routine, and I was determined to stay consistent with my morning routine this week, even though I was out and traveling and all of that good stuff. So I packed my personal laptop with me. Well, I also have very ambitious goals to hit my hydration goals. And turn out that my water bottle, which was on my back, burst in the plane. And I did not notice until the moment that I was ready to leave the plane and realized that there was water everywhere, including both my work and my personal computer were soaked on water. I quickly take them out and try to dry them, and my work computer was completely fine, but unfortunately, my personal computer did not turn back on. Just like that, I thought, my day is ruined. My life is ruined. My computer is not working, and I depend so much on my computer for recording this podcast, for checking my personal email, hitting play on my workouts in the mornings. Like, what am I going to do? And not only I don't longer have a computer, but I've lost all my work all the files, all the information, everything was in that computer. I felt powerless in that moment. But you know what? I was even surprised of myself because I quickly bounced back and I said, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. I can get a new computer. I can figure this out. And here I am. I just got home Thursday night. And today I'm up and running with the podcast again. I found a way. Instead of dwelling on the fact that I lost my personal computer and all my information, still hurts. Yes, it does. But instead of getting stuck there, I try to ask myself, what can I control in this situation? There's nothing I can do about my computer. It's completely out of my control. But there are other things that I can control. Starting with how I react to this. I'm going to let this ruin my trip, ruin the my week, ruin the next month. Instead, I just put it to a side. I was fully present during my trip, which was amazing. I got a lot of vitamin P, meaning vitamin people. I learned that from a friend that always talks about vitamin P. And I came back home really energized, really positive, achieved a lot on my trip. And the moment I came back home, I figured out how to work around the fact that now my computer is gone. And I surprised myself. That was a great life lesson, right? It's all about this. When you are in a situation, if you're caught up in this cycle of frustration and negativity, when things don't go your way, instead of dwelling on the things that you can control, instead, why if you shift your perspective? What if you choose to let go of the need of control of every aspect of your life and instead you focus on finding peace and acceptance? Imagine the freedom and serenity that will come from releasing yourself from the burden of trying to control the uncontrollable. I can tell you that freedom and that serenity are real, because that's how I felt this week. And I want to invite you that next time that you find yourself faced with a situation that is beyond your control, instead, remember that instead of wasting your energy on frustration and anger, take a moment to breathe and accept the reality of the situation. And then quickly try to identify and ask yourself, what can I control? By doing so, you'll free yourself from the chain of negativity and you open yourself to a world of possibility. After all, life is too short to waste it on things that we can change. So let's focus our energy on what we truly matters and come to peace and acceptance with the rest. And that's all that I have for you today on this episode. I'm so grateful that you keep coming back for more here on the 6 a.m. Club. Until next time, embrace acceptance, live with intention, keep rising every day, and focus on the things that you can control. I hope that you have an amazing week ahead, and I'll talk to you here next week on the 6 a.m. Club.